teams, and with some of the members coming in from other states or in Canada, to come and meet with us and talk about their ideas, their passions, what it is they saw for the feasibility study, and then we rated them, and actually on the interview rating, we split three and three for three had one and three had the other. But number-wise, the team that we rated their proposals top also had the top number for the interviews. So the selection committee has selected HCA and their team of consult econs to head this feasibility study. We wanted to present that to the task force and see if there was any comments or questions on this.
Maybe we should give a description, more of a description of HGA. Can you hear me? This may work. Okay. Maybe we should give a more full description of the HGA team and what their approach was. The committee, it was a six-person committee, and as you appointed me to be on the committee, but in addition, I asked Supervisor Haas to attend the interviews of the four finalists, so he participated in that way. He didn't have a vote on the committee because he wasn't officially part of the committee, but he gave us a second person from the task force, in addition to Jeremy, who's also on the selection committee, to have input from this group on the selection. Julie, can you kind of run down again?
I'm not sure what you're asking for.
Well, I guess the intent, yes. And it's my understanding also that the proposal of HGA in a form that is appropriate for public release will soon be made available to the task force and to the public, and maybe that is a good way to get into what that entails. But Julie, can you give us a little more assessment of why this particular team will be of benefit to us?
Sure. The business side of it was Consult Econ, and they came in at very qualified individual that has a lot of experience in the area of the marketing, feasibility, and business side of things. And he also had a large data bank of stuff in the area that he could use to compare to. Architectural wise, HGA would be the consultant on some of the design decisions and building use. They had also Montgomery Smith and Ford Associates with their team as well. So, they had a great presentation and they thoroughly covered everything we had asked for in the RFP. Without getting into details, they also were able to come up with some innovative ideas in what can be done technology-wise to the building and set forth some good questions and good discussions for us on the path to go to get us to these options.
Yes, and relevant to some of the matters that we discussed today, this Montgomery Smith, which is they have as part of their team, is a national leading organization in greenhouse consulting. They do both consulting around the country on new construction of greenhouses, but also renovation and restoration of conservatories, including the Phipps Conservatory in Pittsburgh, which we've seen some renderings of in our earlier discussions. So that will be a valuable component of what they're doing. And Consult Econ is a national organization that works on cultural, economic, and market feasibility planning. And it's worked on Belle Isle, Detroit, conservatory planning, so they have conservatory-specific experience, but a great deal of experience in general with the kind of cultural, economic, and market feasibility that we are looking for. And the team also, the HDA has helped with the master planning for Auburn Botanical Gardens and Madison. So they have local botanical garden specific architectural planning experience. So that was also helpful. And of course, they've worked on the Milwaukee Art Museum edition, the most recent one, Discovery World, the Butterfly Conservatory and IMAX at Milwaukee Public Museum, the Museum of Wisconsin Art, and a lot of efforts locally. Montgomery Smith has done greenhouse design services for, among others, the Japanese Gardens in Seattle and a number of other botanical gardens. So I think that they should bring to us a wide variety of opportunities to meet the needs that we set forth. I didn't realize how large a firm HDA is. They have 160 people here in Milwaukee, although they are based primarily in the Twin Cities. I think they said over 400 people are employed. So they have a group of possibilities for input to our project within their own organization that is also substantial. Questions?
Was there a fourth component to the team? Associates? Somebody in associates?
Yeah, there's a Caper and Associates.
Kapoor is the Kapoor. Engineering and building investigative person.
Yeah, they worked on projects in this park, and very familiar with the park and these structures. So HDA felt that having, I guess the fellow was Kevin Byrne from Kapoor and Associates, be part of the team would be especially helpful with site development, not just the structures, but it's the landscape architecture of site. Soundness of the site and developed in terms of stormwater management and other matters like that.
They also have quorum architects, and we have Allison from there. That's the second phase, the public outreach component of the study. She's going to be heading that section, and it's a really good idea that she gave in the interview.
Yeah, Allison Nimick is an architect and has an architectural firm that they seem to be centering a lot of their attention on the public interrelationship between architecture and the results. She and her company would be the prime component of the community outreach aspects of our response. Any other questions?
Where did the decision lie, and when did they start?
I guess first, just that we get approval from the task force to move forward, and then we will need the County Board of Parks Committee and County Board approval to designate that money. We'll be working on a fund transfer, hopefully. We need a proposal to actually do a fund transfer, because the total cost of proposal is more than the amount we have in that budget. So we would be transferring funds from what we saved on the safety mesh into that, so that we could at least afford the two phases.
Yes, and I think to be specific about it, the balance in the account that we've discussed that is been made available for task force for purposes is about approximately $120,000. It was the remainder after other aspects of the $500,000 investment in these projects. So we would, I think what would be appropriate would be for us to approve the, to recommend to the county board that the county board release the funds for the engagement of HGA and the team on phases one and two of the work that we proposed, and that the county add to the $120,000 an additional, let's say, $60,000 to cover the actual cost of phase one and two, and to leave some flexibility for us to propose to the county other uses of that allocation, such as the uses that we discussed earlier in terms of doing some preliminary work to test various aspects of the fiscal structure.
I would disagree. Go ahead, John.
I would propose that we, as a committee, approve the recommendation from the selection advisory committee on HGA, and then whatever that amount that we need be transferred to do the phase one and two. That's what I'm hearing. Is that $60,000 or
we would need $40,000 to be able to award phase one and two.
And I heard you earlier say that you'll do the testing through the capital project that you already have.
Yes.
Later, we don't need to do the testing as this task force be responsible for that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be in there.
And that's, is that what you're proposing, Mr. Chairman, is extra money to do testing?
Well,
or a cushion?
I recommend we get some extra money for table mics.
It seems to me that it is reasonable to anticipate that the consultants will, in the course of their analysis, identify matters that they feel ought to be undertaken and a sort of sequencing of them in order for them to complete their work. But those items may not be specified in the contract between us and the consultants. So I would see some benefit to having available an amount of money that has already been approved and made available by the county board for possible uses beyond just phases one and two of the proposal before us. So that if it will make the process more likely to be expeditious if we don't both have to get county parks committee and county board approval for the expenditure, but also have to find a source of funding and make a fund transfer possible to meet those needs.
Bill, I just wanted to clarify that the money that is in the mesh and planning account, our original account, there is money in there to do the testing, and we actually, the money that's set aside for task force approval requires additional requests and signatures and waiting time. So as far as the testing and the engineering portions of this, it actually is more expeditious to keep that in the original account and use those funds, and then specifically keep that task force money for the studies, the feasibility, and the planning that the task force is in charge of.
question, Julie. You said that there was, they were tied on the interview, but they rose to the top and the proposal?
Well, they were. We were split as six reviewers.
Okay.
Three had one as their top pick, and three had the other. But when you we rated everything with point values, when you added the point values, HGA was still at more points.
I guess very close. But my question is, so it was a fairly close decision, so there was not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not head and shoulders above for the others.
Two of them were above the others pretty well.
Okay.
So it really came down between those two teams.
Okay. Trusting our process, I move that we concur with the select committee's recommendation of HGA team to move us forward, and to ask the county board to allocate such funds as we need to complete the first two phases of the program. That's sufficient, Julie?
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you.
I think what I agree with Ms. Bastin's assessment of going through the task force would add more delays and more paperwork and everything else. As we were sitting here, I had a conversation with the parks analyst about how we could get this testing that we talked about earlier tonight. How could we get that done? Should that be a motion from this task force or from Parks Committee or from Finance Committee? I think that would actually, in this case, come through the administration.
Mm-hmm.
So I would respectfully request get on that. And I think the motion before us is sound. Can I hear a restatement of what the motion is?
Carry us forward and to ask the county board to allocate such funds as are necessary to complete phases 1 and 2. It's about a dollar amount.
Is there any more discussion on the motion? All those in favor signify.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries.
I would just like to add to the task force that being in a separate fund doesn't preclude you from asking. If you need to see something or you want to see us look into something, let us know that we can get on it and get those questions answered.
Thank you to the task the committee, too. Thank you. Long day.
Yeah.
Okay, the next agenda item is we have come to the point where we have public comment if anyone from the public needs to be heard. And if you can give me the card. Are there any other cards so I can see for us? Supervisor Sedora, do you want to speak? You don't have to. I'm just your county supervisor. I wanted to thank you for your presence and to make sure that you have.
Hearing aid is not working very well this evening, but I wanted to say I listened very carefully to
I listened very carefully. This is the first task force meeting I've attended, and I have to say I really appreciate there's a lot of dedicated, conscientious effort, you can tell, that has gone into the process. We have a criminal courts building that we have to have. The domes are a wonderful asset to the